Tales from a Walker. Feeling something different in Pai. So look, I've been talking about my times in Thailand, about the islands and things like that, and talking about sort of the waterfall up north in Pai, but I actually want to talk about sort of an amazing 5-6 days I had with a group of people in Pai. Pai at the time was very unheard of to an extent. It was 3 hours away from Chiang Mai and was very much a place that you had to know about from word of mouth. It's like this little hill, this little village with sort of rice fields and waterfalls, and like a small place, very hippie orientated, and it was really rural and beautiful and quiet and away from all the riffraff of what the rest of Thailand was. And I don't know what it's like now, but I know at the time, 4 years ago, back in 2012, it was a special place, and I checked into a hostel called Spicy Pai, which is a fantastic hostel, the best hostel in Pai. And it really emphasises what Pai is. It's like sort of nice little huts, like straw sort of thatched huts next to rice fields, and sort of you can hear the frogs croaking at night, and beautiful place. And anyway, we were part of a group, maybe about 20 of us from all over, you know, as you can imagine, a backpacker hostel. And at that point, I really felt like I was away from the world, you know. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Beach, but you know when they create that community in the lagoon, and it's just like them and no one else, and it's their secret. For 5 days, I felt like that was us. And there was no beach, but it was our own setting. And it very much emphasised that paradise isn't somewhere you can look for, it's actually something that you find. And it was fantastic to be part of this crew, and we just felt like we were doing something different away from the world. Anyway, so them 5 days, I remember having a dream when I was in Pai, and I felt so connected to it. I had a dream that we all left, and we all done our thing, we all moved on as we eventually do. And I came back, and there was no one there. There was no one in the sort of the upstairs sort of lounge area. I was just alone. And I remember having that dream, feeling so empty and so sort of missing the time of, you know, our place in Pai and our time in Pai. And, you know, it was just such a good connection from people who just wanted something different and wanted to be free and wanted to be away from, you know, the crazy parties and like the known sort of tourist spots. It was a beautiful moment to be in and to sort of look back on. It's something that I really feel that I don't think I can go back to Pai, because I don't want it to spoil the memory I have. And everyone was from all over, you know, you're talking English, Dutch, German, you know, Australian, Canadian, you name it, American, you know, just lots of really cool people and backpackers, and, you know, it was just an awesome time. And the end of the day, it was, I don't know, I just felt so free. And there's one photo that emphasises everything, it shows everything. And it's just all of us, just sort of in one big photo, pointing and laughing. And it's almost like it's a timeless moment. So yeah, I just want to share that because it was a beautiful time. And I hope some of you guys, when you hit the road, you find that connection with people where you feel so isolated, but you're all in one together. And that can be a beautiful thing, you know. And you know, like I said, memories last forever, and that was definitely one of the best ones, just being in that moment. So, like I said, went in Pai, really, really good times, some of the best times of my life.